All right, injuries. Fletcher Cox has a concussion, as does Michael Kendricks, and Nick Foles has a broken hand, the second metacarpal. He has a slight fracture, very slight fracture, hairline fracture in the second metacarpal. So Nick will be, will obviously not play, and this was something that showed up on MRI this morning. We x-rayed it after the game, and it wasn't present on the x-ray. Stanley Avili has a hamstring strain. Chris Polk has a toe. Jason Avant has a slight hamstring strain, but would be able to, we'll be able to practice when we resume on Wednesday. And Evan Mathis is better. So all in all, it was a tough loss to a NFC East opponent. We, you know, when you get right down to that last second play, and you have an opportunity and to tie the game and then go into overtime and potentially win the game, you know, those are tough. But the effort was good. The guys played hard, which I appreciate. We just, two turnovers, which led to 10 points. We overcame that, and the penalties were a part of it. So you've got to make sure that you learn from the mistakes. There were some things we could have done on that last drive a little bit better than what we did. I think if, you know, we probably could have thrown that ball away there and come back and you know, had another play or two to take a shot in the end zone. So, but again, you learn from those mistakes, and you know, you do them better the next time. Time's yours.
Andy, at kickoff, the game will still be relevant for the Giants. Will you start Michael Vick at quarterback?
Yeah, listen, there's a pretty good chance Michael will be the starter. That's what I'm looking at right now. If I, you know, that's the direction I'm going as we speak right now.
Can you just talk a little bit more about that decision? He was the third last week, and so do you just feel like it's a matter of timing and health getting better?
Well, listen, he came out, he's had a couple weeks of practice here. I thought the first week he was a little bit rusty out there. This past week, I thought he threw it around well. You know, he feels good, and I think he you know, he obviously deserves that opportunity to play, and so he's excited about it, and I've had a chance to talk to him this morning, so he'll be ready to go.
Well, did you know
the decision? I mean, after having been number three basically this past week.
Well, listen, he was the number one quarterback. Obviously, the point before was just making sure that he was healthy and remained healthy, and we had Nick in as a starter, and so you've got two veteran players there, and Michael had been the number one of those veteran players, so this gives him an opportunity to play.
Andy, did you know when Nick suffered the injury?
It was just prior to halftime. Well, listen, I said, and I've told you that he's healthy now. It's a matter of getting his timing back and getting himself back in the swing of things. I think he's there. So, and, you know, it's not that Michael doesn't want to play. That hasn't been the case. But so gives him an opportunity to get in and play.
It's six starts.
Did that have significance for the Giants? Did that change at all your opinion? Both teams were out. Definitely lead to a playing trend.
No. That's not a, you know, that wasn't the case. That's not how I looked at it.
Six starts. Foles shown enough to be a winning quarterback in this league?
Yeah, listen, I think he's a winning quarterback. He's a quarterback that gives your team an opportunity to win. I think you're seeing him in a unique situation where he comes in later in the season. You look at the young quarterbacks that have had an opportunity to come up through, and they've had time here to grow. And it wasn't real pretty when they first began, and it continue to pick up as they got games under their belt. So your Nick was thrown in when other teams were working to their peak. He was thrown in that situation, and but he has enough skill and ability to play. Yeah.
He's had a banged up offensive line. He's missing some pieces on offense. How much should that factor into an evaluation of him?
Yeah, listen, we don't go there. I mean, the guys that are in, they play, and then you go win with them. That's what you do. So then the guys are playing their tail off. So
you guys were playing with a certain abandon yesterday. You went for it on fourth down a few times. You were just taking your shots. If you score a touchdown at the end, you go for one or two.
Listen, it's a home game. I probably would have just gone for the tie and then play overtime. And by that point, you have a little momentum going. We were playing good defense, and I felt like that would be probably the way to go. But it was, it's worth thinking through and talking about. But that's where I would have gone.
He said that broken hand had nothing to do with how he performed in the second half. You said he even played better in the second half. Looking at that throw to Macklin, the one that he short hopped, is it fair to say that maybe the hand kind of played a factor on why that throw didn't get there?
Well, you go back and kind of remember what I said. His hand was sore. I mean, his hand was sore. But at the same time, he played well that second half and made some nice throws, and that could have affected it. I mean, I know at one point he was having a tough time squeezing the ball when we came out, or when we went into halftime, he was having a hard time squeezing it. And then when we came out, he warmed up and started feeling a little bit like he felt like he had more control on the ball at that time. So, but I'm sure that affected. He's a pretty tough kid, and obviously by going through this, he's a tough kid, and he never said a word about it, and I'm sure he wouldn't say anything to you guys, and he wouldn't say it to me. But he, he pushed himself through and did a good job with that part. And
is that the type of gutting performance that earns respect amongst his peers in the locker room?
Well, listen, it does. There's a there, it is. I mean, the guys know he's a tough kid. And they felt that way coming in. They've never questioned his toughness, but by no means do you want to put a player in a bad position either. So that's why we try to take and go through the procedure of X-raying it. Obviously, you don't have enough time to MRI it, nor have the facility right there to do it. But the X-rays came up negative, and it's a. But you also knew he was in quite a little bit of pain, and. There's a point where these guys, you don't want to put them at risk for sure, and you don't want to put them out there with broken bones. I mean, that's not what you do. But it is a physical game, and guys end up having bumps and bruises that they have to play through that are pretty sore. And you've got to alter your game to make it work and do what you have to do to make it work. So, but there's a fine line there, I guess what I'm saying.
And what was the play? In his hand before the half. Do you remember what happened?
Yeah, I believe it was a second of the last play of the half there.
And to put it in perspective with the last quarterback kind of in a situation, how would you compare where Nick has gotten after his rookie year compared to where Kevin Cobb was? Just because, you have a lot of, input on.
Well, listen, he's had an opportunity here to play, and he's I've seen improvement as he's gone on. So it's he's got great control of the game. He's got a good arm and feet and all that stuff. He needs to play is what he needs to do. And I'm sitting here telling you this, but Kevin, there's a little bit of durability problem there that with Kevin. Now he's got a broken hand here, so I'm telling you that. But physically, I don't think he's ever had a problem with that. So.
In Vic's case, you said pretty good chance. Is there anything that would hold you back from him starting, or is he?
Well, we're not till Wednesday yet, so I want to make sure that I'll let you know on Wednesday. But right now, that's what I'm looking at.
You said Fletcher and Kendricks both suffered concussions. is it too early to kind of gauge whether?
Yeah, we'll take them through the process and the procedures as you go through and to see how it works out.
With Nick, with the organization looking to make an evaluation of what he is, would this last game have been? Would that have changed or enhanced that evaluation at all, or do you think there's enough information already on
there's two sides of that. You want the rookies to play as much as you can get them to play when they're given that opportunity. So would you love to have him play against the Giants and have that opportunity to get one more game under his belt? Absolutely. But you don't, and so you go back and you'll evaluate his games here. Once you're done with the season, you evaluate his product there as a whole and then go forward from there. But it's been a valuable experience for him. But, yeah, you'd love to have one more game.
Andy, with Fletcher.
Andy, he told him this morning. Surprise.
He was positive. He's been, he wants to play. I mean, that's it's like LeSean McCoy. I mean, you had to make sure you got him back. But once you give them the green light to play, they want to go. I mean, that's what they do for a living.
And you always talk about how you sometimes just take a step back and you watch from the sideline, things get better. He's obviously had a while between starts here, that when he gets back on the field on Sunday, he's a little bit different. And just that time off might have just helped him in any way.
Yeah, listen, you're talking about a pretty good quarterback here that has a lot of experience. So I think he'll be excited to be out there, and I think he'll do a good job.
Did you plan to use Bryce more in the game just because you trailed? You kind of got away from doing that, or?
Well, I wanted to see how McCoy was holding up. So every time I pulled him out, he'd come up and want to get back in. So he wanted to play. He was very excited about playing. So, but again, I kept him out to where I thought he was fresh and then put him back in. And gave him an opportunity to get a blow in there, and he seemed to hold up pretty good.
Andy, we had to make a roster move with Fletcher since he's uncertain. You already don't have Mike Paris.
Yeah, how many I'll get together on all that today. We'll just see how it goes with all that.
Right near the end. Was that a combination of obviously Nick had to zip it in there, but he was pretty close to him. Was it a combination of maybe a little more touch than you would want it, and the guy also just didn't come up with the catch? I mean, how did you break that?
Yeah, I think the I think the tight end was favorite. That was a short throw, so he needed to get it in the end zone. So I think he was kind of feathering it into the end zone and probably trying to get too much accomplished in one shot. But he also knew if he wasn't in the end zone, that chance of game's over right there. So.
Andy, Jerry Macklin had his third 100-yard game of the season. He's been very consistent each and every year. How would you characterize overall his 2012 campaign?
Listen, he's battled through a lot of things and over the last couple of years, and I'm proud of him for stepping up the way he has. So he's done a good job there.
Yeah, I know we're getting towards the end of the regular season, but in terms of Nick's broken hand, I mean, how long does it generally take to recover from that?
It's a hairline fracture. So really, it's a 3-week type injury. You know, not that we want to put times on them, but it's not your normal 6-week break. So, but at the same time, if it were to be displaced, which it's not by playing, then now you're into some problems. So, right now, it should be a nice clean heal to be back in a shorter period of time than a normal break there.
In terms of his progress, what part of his game needs the most work going forward?
It really just needs to play. Just play and have that experience. Every week I thought the game slowed down for him. And, he put up pretty good numbers yesterday. And you've got to go through the different situations. He's been given some unique situations. And you've got to be able to work through those, learn from them, move on. Now, he's a kind of guy that normally doesn't make the same mistake twice, which is important at this level. And so he learns from his mistakes and gets better.
In terms of the tools, though, the head, you think it's all there?
Yeah, he's a smart kid, a sharp kid. So.
How much do you think him having this experience helped his development, like, going forward?
I think it's invaluable. I think that's an invaluable experience to have. And it'll help him, you know, in his future down the road.
And you guys were a struggling team even before you lost Vic and Shady and, you know, the Harrimans and a lot of those guys who've been hurt. How confident are you that this team, this roster, oh, there's always some changes, could be a contender again in a year?
Yeah, well, listen, you know, we started off 3-1, so it was started off okay. And I know we weren't beating teams by 20 points, 21 points. So I understand that. But you're winning the game. So you find a way to win the game at this level. You know that there's a lot of parity at this level. So I think this, you know, I think obviously the team's closer than what people might think. And that's a great thing for the Philadelphia Eagles, yeah.
And even given the way, just how difficult it seems to get the team to respond, you think you can get this team back?
Well, listen, I mean, by answering that, then that means I've lost the team. So I don't feel that way about this football team. I think the guys are playing hard. We just got to, you know, we've come up short. Yeah. Okay.
Coach Andy Reid.